The Forgotten was written by Pauline Wakadumo, Shoshana Brody, Max Juhas, Jennifer Mendez, Lauren Reddick, Nick Utschneider, and Joseph Scott. We are a handful of 8th graders from Roland Park Middle School. We are writing this dramatic comedy for our theater class. We hope you enjoy our newly made production.
Day one. This is Nick Utz. Six of my friends and I have just crashed into a Brazilian jungle. We had recently won a contest to see the last events of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. This is our story. Today we have searched the airplane, and the only thing that we can salvage is a mini fridge. Its contents are soda and various types of alcohol. We also got this recording device.
Guys, let's search the plane.
I found a mini fridge, soda, and alcohol, and lots of it. Joe, come help me get this out.
What are we gonna do about food?
We should go into the rainforest and search for some. Maybe we can find some fruit.
Guys, look, I found a monkey, and I'll name him Bear.
What are we gonna do about a house?
I don't know.
I'm not living with Joe.
Well, how about the boys are on the left side of this tree, and the girls are on the right side?
That's fine.
Bear's living with me.
Day two. It has come to our attention that Joe and Bear don't get along. After both sides consumed lots of alcohol, Joe decided to steal and eat Bear's banana. This led to an epic battle. Here is the live recording.
Joe goes in for the uppercut, and the monkey responds with an attack on Joe's fingers. It looks like Bear got one finger.
That looks bad. That was a bad finger to lose. Joe would need his thumb. Poor Joe. It's too bad he decided to burn the first aid kit. Now he won't be able to patch up his wounds.
Joe takes Bear by the leg and bashes his head against a tree.
The monkey getting hit against the tree could lead to some major brain damage.
Bear gets loose and goes to attack Joe's toes. Bear has managed to bite off all of Joe's toes on his right foot. Pauline finally steps in to get Bear.
Bear, calm down and got off Joe. Good boy.
Day three. Today, yet again, Joe has suffered great misfortune, and Jennifer is no longer with us. Please, let's take a moment of silence for Jennifer. Here is what happened.
I'm going to find some food.
I'm going for a swim.
At that moment, I heard something so horrid that my ears began to bleed. It was Joe and Jennifer.
Help!
My God! The pain! Ah!
What happened? Guess Joe is going to be hopping on one leg until we get out of here.
Day four. We have run out of food and have decided to leave the camp in search of it.
We've been walking for 5 minutes, and I'm totally exhausted. And it's starting to thunderstorm.
That's a really big tree. Get out from under it, Shoshana.
Well, there goes Shoshana.
As we continue walking through the forest, Joe gets increasingly tired of hopping and has to crawl.
Leave me to die! I can't go any further!
But Joe, there's a parking lot 30 feet away.
You really must leave me!
Joe, now you're only 15 feet away from the parking lot.
If you insist, then carry me.
No, I'm not carrying you.
Ugh, fine.
Yes, we finally made it to the parking lot. Woo!
Ow!
Bear, don't drive buses over Joe.
I'm happy to report that Joe has died. He was run over by a monkey-driven bus.
It turns out that we were only a mile away from the Olympic Stadium when we crashed. However, we missed the Olympics, but we are now on a plane on our way home.
The engine is having some trouble. Please hold on.
The engine failed, and it seems like we are crashing in Mexico. Here we go again.